Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to The Art of Kindness, the AOK. Today is a great day. It's a really big episode. We have a phenomenal guest and some exciting news to share. But before we get into all that, let's just take a moment to stop. Unless you're driving, don't stop. I mean, maybe, you know, if you're at a stop sign, you can stop or pull over. If you can safely pull over, pull over. Let's all stop and take a deep breath. You ready? Take a deep breath in and release. Woo! Okay, now let's dive on in. The Art of Kindness is so incredibly proud to announce that we have a new sponsor. One of my favorite companies ever, Super Coffee! When I started this podcast and let myself daydream about getting sponsors, I only wanted to collaborate with brands that I really love, use, and think are making a difference in the world. Super Coffee does all that and more. I'll tell you guys more about them and the special offer that they're going to give you, our listeners, later on in this episode. But first, let's get to our phenomenal guest. Meghan Trainor is on the show today. This is not a drill. I can't even say her name without smiling. Whew. She doesn't even need an introduction. She's a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter known for hits like Lips a Movin', No, and of course, All About That Bass. Dare I say, she's all about that kindness, yeah, yeah, yeah! Every album and song that she puts out aims to empower people. She also gives back to wonderful causes like the American Cancer Society and Feeding America. I have so much to tell you about Meghan's interview, and there's even a really weird, awkward... Well, that shouldn't be surprising. I mean, awkward's my brand. There's an awkward, funny thing that happened while we recorded the conversation. So this interview was originally done for Hola USA magazine, where I was a head weekend editor. The audio was not intended to be used for a podcast, but a written piece instead. I loved chatting with her and what she has to say, and the powers that be granted me permission to also use it here. And the timing worked out, so woo! That said, you should know, especially if this is your first time listening, hello, welcome, welcome. The interview doesn't have a lot of our normal segments. It's short and sweet, and I also don't really have my podcast voice on. But what even is that, you know? As with all of my interviews, we recorded our chat over Zoom, and there was a bit of a situation yonay. Let me set the scene. I'm sitting at my desk chair, which is one of those fun rolly chairs, so obviously I'm like twirling around and I'm bouncing. I got caught up in my headphones, and I was like, "Ooh, you need to calm down." I had some jitters, but to avoid making those jitters flutter into nerves, and to just get pumped for the interview, I decided to play some Meghan Trainor music. My buddy Google Home in the other room hooked me up. I was like, "Hey Google, play Meghan Trainor." And then it happened and I started rocking out. Finally, it was my time to chat with Meghan. I logged into the Zoom and then she entered the room. Ah! She was radiating light and just seemed to be so kind. I wanted to play it cool, peeps, you know. I really wanted to, but you might know me. I always have to rain down those compliments. So I told her, you know, we love you. We're such big fans of you and your music. And I said, just before this interview started, I was like, hey, Google, play Meghan Trainor. And then I asked her an actual question. And as she's answering, I hear behind me, you know I'm all about that bass. Like a muffled singing. And then it registers. That's her music. Meghan Trainor's music is blasting on our Google Home as Meghan Trainor is also simultaneously trying to talk in our very limited time window on the computer. Now, I'm sure y'all know, having music blasting in the background of a recording session is not very good for audio purposes. And while it wasn't being recorded for a podcast at the time, we were perhaps going to use the video footage of just her to complement the written piece, depending on what she said. Either way, I could not have the music blasting in the background. I mean, we didn't even have the rights to it. I guess I could have asked her if she was right there, but that would have been weird. So what did I do? I muted myself, and as Meghan was talking, I slyly, out of the corner of my mouth, just said, hey, Google, stop. Didn't work. So I look back at Meghan. She's still talking. Google, I'm not talking to you. I'm recording a podcast. Wow. Do you see what I have to deal with? Anyhoozle. The music didn't stop at the time. Meghan's still talking and answering my question, so I tried again. I turned, and I said, hey, Google. Stop! Doesn't stop. Now, this might not sound like a big deal, but in the moment, I was getting really nervous for some reason. I think because not only was Meghan on the call, but her entire team was. Like, I feel like there were 20 people on this Zoom, and they were all me, because I'm a Gemini. Anyway, I was not giving up. She was still talking, and I decided to give it one more shot. I swiveled my chair, whipped my head around, and shouted, hey, Google! Stop! At the top of my lungs, like the veins in my neck were bulging, and I looked like I was not okay. I swivel back to the computer, and there's Meghan, blinking at me. Right at me, just staring at me. I left my video on. Yeah, I muted myself, but I forgot to turn my video off. I'll let you see how it played out. Dun dun dun! Spoiler alert! I was awkward. Anyway, Meghan starts out chatting about her collaboration with Verizon 5G, and from there we get into her new baby, self-care, and a whole lot more. Thank you for indulging my story, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Meghan Trainor. Hi, Meghan!
Hello!
How are you?
You?
I'm good, thanks. You look so nice.
Thank you. I did glam. I dressed up.
I was like gonna put on a suit because I'm such a big fan, but I was like, I'm sweating and I'd rather her just like not see me sweat. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness, you look great.
Oh, thank you. First of all, we are here today to talk about Verizon's biggest 5G upgrade campaign ever, which you are a part of. Would you mind talking a little bit about that and how you got involved?
Yes. Thank you for letting me talk about it. I'm so excited. They launched it June 1st. It's, as you said, Verizon's biggest upgrade ever because they launched the first 5G network ever. So they're trying to put the power of 5G in everyone's hands, which is amazing because we need to get there. And this is really exciting because it's for new and existing customers. So anyone can join and be involved. I've been with Verizon since sixth grade.
Oh.
So I've been a fan. And it's so easy. All you have to do is trade in an old phone. It could be broken, damaged, doesn't matter, and sign up for one of their best unlimited plans, and they're gonna give you a new phone. It's crazy, just like
what?
That. And it's 5G, a brand new 5G phone, and it's already loaded with entertainment and music, and it's like it's Verizon's way of glowing up your summer. It's a nice glow.
Ooh.
For everybody.
Well, I like that transition because your song Glow Up is such a bop. And I love that TikTok that you dropped for Verizon.
When I was talking with Verizon, we were like, I have a song called Glow Up and your whole thing is about glowing up. And they were like, this is destiny. And I was like, this is destiny.
Oh my God. So you came up with that campaign. Look at you. That's amazing.
It was perfect.
Well, you have so many anthems that I feel like empower people, and you could probably never truly know the lives that you're affecting with your music. I mean, just before this, I'm like, hey, Google, play Meghan Trainor. And I'm like rocking out here.
Yes.
When you're like making music, do you ever have people in mind that you hope to inspire?
I have you in mind. Yes. I was like, sometimes I'll think of a song like my mom's song. I was like, I want a song that plays in cards every year for Mother's Day. And it happened. It's like the biggest manifestation I ever will do and I ever do. But yeah, it's like I go into the studio and go, I want to write an anthem that when people wake up in the morning, they could just blast it and feel great about themselves, like glow up. I was like, I know that with age, I glowed up and I just want to help fans out there know, like, it's all right. Like, give it time and you will glow up.
I'm so sorry, but my Google literally just started playing you because I said that to you.
I was like, are you yelling at a cop or something?
No. I'm like, hey, Google, stop.
You're like, stop. I was like, what's happening?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. So I got you in the background, whatever. That is so amazing to hear. And I know these days there's one person in particular that you're truly impacting. Congratulations on Riley. So
cute. You have a baby. He's the greatest thing ever.
And if my math is correct, which like is probably not, is he just under 4 months old?
My husband claims he is 4 months old now. I have mom brain, so I'm like, where are we? But yeah, today it's 4 months. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, happy 4 months.
Thank you. He's so great. He finally has been smiling at everything. So it's really rewarding.
Wow. That's like right on track. That's around when like the personality traits start to come through.
Yep. He's so cute. And at nighttime, like right around 8 o'clock, he's like, if I'm not asleep, he's like, why am I up? It's really cute.
Oh, are you seeing strong personality traits come out at all?
Yeah. A fun personality. And I'm obsessed. I'm like, I'm getting like way more attached every day. I'm like, this is what people were talking about when they're like, you'll never love something more than your own kid. I'm like, oh, got it. We're here.
Oh.
Like very much in his face, goofy all the time. So he loves it.
That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real talk. We're all much kinder when we start the day with coffee. You grab your favorite mug, mine's Disney, obviously, and sip before diving into the day. I need that caffeine kick, but I don't need the jitters or the upset stomach that for me sometimes comes along with it. That's why I was so thrilled when I discovered Super Coffee. Like some sort of caffeinated superhero, Super Coffee literally swooped in and saved my mornings. Made with ingredients that are great tasting and great for you, Super Coffee leaves me feeling amazing long after I take my last sip. Plus, they just launched their Add Something Positive campaign to bring positive energy and happiness to the world. I mean, come on! We could all use a little positive energy these days. Just when I thought I couldn't love them more, my friends at Super Coffee worked out an exclusive deal for Art of Kindness podcast listeners. That's you. Receive 25% off your entire first purchase at drinksupercoffee.com/AOK by using code AOK25 at checkout. That's AOK25. I recommend trying out one of their variety packs to start. You won't regret it. In fact, they know you won't regret it because they have a 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. But you're not going to need it. Happy sipping. This might be a strange question, but do you ever play him your music? Is he vibing out to your songs like the rest of us?
My husband plays in my songs, and I caught them once, and I like did a TikTok about it. But yeah, my husband sings my songs to him, and especially if we write a new one. Like I wrote a new one a few days ago, and my husband was singing it all day long to him, and then I started singing it too. So yeah, he gets everything.
Now I can't wait to hear a parent anthem or something.
I know. I feel like a lot of pressure with everyone's like, have you written him a song yet? And I haven't. And I'm like, well, it has to be like the greatest song ever. So I'm taking time on that one.
No pressure. I feel like you'll just know. You'll know when to like put that down. You'll like just know. You could do like, I think it was Beyonce, right? Who had Blue Ivy pop in.
So good. So good.
Like, yeah. Well, you're so good. So it'll be great.
Thank you.
Do you feel like motherhood so far has taught you anything about kindness? Because I feel like your whole life just turns into taking care of this little bushka, as my family would say.
Right? Yes. I love that. kindness. Yeah. I guess like I've seen Daryl and I even come closer together as like partners of like, all right, you get the bottle, I'll give him a bath and we'll like team up. But I really have learned like a whole new respect for single moms out there and moms doing it on their own. Like I can't fathom that. I can't imagine that. And like we have my mom help me and we're still like, I always feel like we're behind or like we forgot a bottle or we forgot something. So I just like salute every mom out there who's doing it on her own.
Oh, I agree with you. That is so nice. With everything you've got going on, you know, between being a parent now and just all this stuff you're doing, how do you stop and take care of yourself? How do you practice self-care if that's even possible?
That's number one. I lost so much weight. Thank you so much. Lost I think having him, I look at him, it's the biggest motivation of my life. I'm like, I want to be able to run with you. I want to be able to like take you on hikes and do fun stuff with you. So I wanted my health, number one, I wanted to get that back in place. So as soon as I was allowed, because I had a C-section, so I had an extra like month of I had to sit down. But as soon as I was good, I got into my health and my fitness, my nutrition. I teamed up with Profile by Sanford and they gave me a nutritionist. I have a coach and I've been working out every single day for 75 days straight and double workouts. And I've been shedding weight. So, and I just feel so much better. I feel lighter. I can run again. Like when I was pregnant, I could barely walk. I could barely get up. it's like, wow, I feel like a human again. I love this.
So yeah, that's amazing.
I love that myself. Yes.
Oh, that is so good. Just so motivational. So congratulations. That's awesome. And I guess just like my last question is, speaking of self-care, I feel like this was probably a decision you made because you did just have a baby. I saw you're going to do an NBC sitcom. That's like the best schedule you could ever want or get. Was that like a part of the reason?
Yeah, nothing is like a full plan yet, but I do have an amazing deal with NBC. And in the meantime, I've been doing other shows with them, like Top Chef, Family Style. I'm the host. I've never been a host before. So that's been so fun. And I'm going to do Clash of the Cover Bands, a judging show with cover bands. It's going to be awesome. And then eventually our dream together with NBC is to do like some kind of comedy series, I think about my life. So we're meeting writers and we're evolving it. But I told my family and my team, like, I don't know if I want to tour around the world all year long. I think with my child, especially, I want to drive to work and then drive home, you know, and I want to be there in his life and I don't want to drag him everywhere. So
yeah.
And then like another manifestation moment, I kept saying that for years and NBC reached out during the pandemic. So I was so lucky and I was like, this is all I've ever wanted. So we're very blessed.
That's amazing. Well, you deserve it. Like just from the outside looking in, you don't even need me to tell you this, but you just seem like such a remarkable human. So congratulations.
Robert, you're a remarkable human.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm gonna make that my voicemail.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for chatting. I'm sorry about my Google. It's still playing you, which I'll keep it on after
I can't even hear it. It's great.
Okay, good. Well, so nice to meet you. Thank you.
So nice to meet you. Tell everyone in the house I said hello.
I will. I'll play this for them.
Yes.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. All about that kindness, about that kindness. No hate! Meghan Trainor. What an icon. I hope the audio quality of that wasn't too painful for you guys to listen to. Again, it wasn't meant to be a podcast, but she's so busy. I didn't know if I'd ever get the opportunity to re-record with her. So I just put it out there. I really loved what she had to say about self-care and manifesting. Whoa, backtrack. I just said manifesting like Moira Rose. Did you catch that? Manifesting. I love what she had to say. Okay, sorry. Anyway, calm down. Thank you, Megan. Since Megan's music is all about empowerment, your kindness tip of the week is to empower someone. We all have big dreams, and nothing means more than when someone supports them. Go out there and be someone's forklift. You know those trucks that pick things up and put them down? This is like an episode of Weird Voices. My siblings and I actually used to play on them at Home Depot. Just kidding, Dad. Lift someone up by telling them that you believe in them and support their idea. It will amplify their drive and might be the push they need. I challenge you to choose someone in your life that you know has a dream or is working on a side hustle that they hope to become their main hustle and support them. Reach out to them and say, hey, I just want to let you know I really love what you're doing. Keep doing it. If you take any of our kindness tips, I would love to see. Please follow us on Instagram at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul. Everywhere else is where you can find me. If you have any kindness tips to offer, I would also love to hear that, and I'll give you a little shout out on the show. My ultimate goal is that we can form a kindness community. Aw, audio hug. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be A-OK.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not gonna wanna miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.